It's 7:36.
You had that, I'm kidding. Your eyes.
When
there you go.
That one note when you go, that's kind of, you know, when you're not prepared or you are too busy, you maybe feel like that at moments. But it is a wonderful time of the year. It's that season of giving as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And today, John and Kendra Smiley join us because we are busy and there's so many things maybe that are self-ascribed that we have to get done that maybe aren't that important, but yet it's part of your tradition. Maybe it's even part of making the memories, but sometimes the kids can get left behind. Good morning, John and Kendra. We want to really dig into this topic.
Good morning to you.
And Merry Christmas.
Hey, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Well, what is the first tip for parents? What's one of the overall keys for connecting at Christmas with our kids?
Well, let Kendra go first, and then I'll go second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that was interesting. I didn't know. We usually don't direct traffic. But, yes, the main thing is to be intentional. It really is. You know, not to on January the 3rd go, oh, shucks, missed that whole time with my kids. Wonder if they had any fun. But instead to pay attention to what's going on.
Right. And I would say mine is, and it covers all of the bases, but I think it's very, very important during this time of the year. And that's for mom and dad not to neglect their quiet time, their time with the Lord. I think a lot of times we get so busy, and I know that's happened in my life, and oh my goodness, I've got so many things to do. If my normal day is to take a quiet time in the morning and talk to Jesus and do that, all of a sudden I get so busy, well, I can neglect that. And as soon, mom and dad, as you do that, then things start going awry, and you're not as pleasant, your kids aren't as pleasant, and you're not making good choices. So I would say to be intentional about the routine, and it's even more than that, be intentional about the relationship that you have with Christ.
Yeah, that's kind of how my morning started off, because my devotional time ended up being working with the cat after she dipped her tail in hot melted wax. So,
That wasn't on your list.
No, it didn't tie into my devotional reading
today at all.
So I was kind of cranky. So I can, as a living testimony this morning, say that is a huge point to get that grounding each day, too.
Amen.
Well, another thing you mentioned is this intentionality that parents have to take, and you talked about that a little bit there. But when it comes to actually engaging with our kids, is it intentionally saying, okay, put the electronic device down, look me in the eyes, and talk to me? I mean, that can come across as, do this, talk to me, you know, and the tyrant can come out. We don't want that.
Oh, no. In fact, you want a surefire way that your kids don't want to talk to you? You say, put down that electronic device and talk to me.
Yeah, right.
That is bound to silence them immediately. No, you know, a lot of times we talk about, you guys really introduced this whole segment with all the things we have to do, and there are things that kids can help. In fact, everyone, regardless of their age, everyone wants to feel needed. And so your kids are needed. They can do everything from put the stamps on, you know, to the Christmas cards. So what if they're a little cockeyed, you know? Mm-hmm. They can help with the cookies. As they get older, my goodness, they can run errands for you. We do one gift exchange where everybody brings a gift card and we play a Yankee swap. I don't know if it's sort of a crazy thing we do. And when they're old enough to drive, go to the store, get me $2.25. I don't care what they are. Make sure that if we end up with them, we're not crying. But in a lot of ways that kids can help.
Right, and I think another way that we need to be intentional during this season, and that is with our kids staying on their routine as well.
Yes.
If they're used to taking naps, a lot of times, again, we get so busy and we're traveling around, the kids don't get their naps, we get out of our routine, and again, the next thing we know, nobody's having fun. The kids get cranky and we wonder why. Well, think about it, you know, sometimes if I miss my nap, I get cranky. And so here we have young kids who were taken out of their routine and we're wondering why they're cranky. So mom and dad, as much as you can, stay to the routine. Give your kids a chance. We used to say, you know, give them a fighting chance here and help them with that. And if it means one of the things that Kendra and I did was, which I thought was really important with routine, obviously all of you know and your listeners probably know now that Kendra is the social one in our family between the two of us. And so we would go to a party with a family party, and it was time for the kids to go to bed, and the kids and I would go home, and Kendra could stay and socialize and have fun, and I didn't mind at all. I was an introvert, and I am an introvert, and taking the kids home and putting them to bed was great, and that way we kept things as close as we could to the way things were during the normal year.
Yeah, I think after the kids grew up, John was a little disappointed. He had to stay a little longer at the party.
Right.
Well, I think there's an added dimension to that, too, as kind of the gatekeepers for our kids, because treats abound during this time of the year,
yeah.
You know, and everything looks wonderful, and it's got all those colors, and you can't help but want to eat tons of it, but you almost have to be pretty militant because, you know, your kids get off schedule, then they get off their normal routine for food, and you add sugar to that. That is a huge recipe for disaster.
That's right. I can still remember, and I probably was about a seventh grader, and we were at a family Christmas with my mother's side of the family, and I have a cousin who's maybe 5 years younger than me, and the next thing we had this nice big dinner, and no one was paying attention to Terry Lynn, and lo and behold, about, 30 minutes after the meal, she was vomiting. Like, unbelievably, really put a real damper on the party.
No doubt.
Yeah, and all we were just soon to discover as she was vomiting that all she had eaten through that whole meal was black olives.
Oh.
And evidently, if you have a total diet of black olives in great amounts, it upsets your stomach.
Right.
No one was paying attention. And that's just a call, as all the parents out there going, yuck. That's just a call to pay attention to what your kids are doing and what they're eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a huge part of it. Talk a bit. I want to go back to like the bringing the kids into the projects. Like you're talking about having them help decorate and again tailoring things that's age specific too. And I like Kendra too what you said about if they do the stamps, it doesn't matter if they're a little off kilter. Let it be their creativity and let them be kids too. Talk a little bit more about that because sometimes we want it perfect.
Oh yeah, you know I don't know when it happened, but it seems like Christmas has become a competitive sport. And I'm not exactly sure why, but, you know, we want our tree to be perfect, just so when the UPS woman comes, she can see what a wonderful decoration. No, I remember the year we had, for whatever reason, our oldest granddaughter, then about three, was here the day we got our tree. And, of course, she wanted to put things on the tree. Well, there's nothing like an imperfect tree when your 3 to 4-year-old grandchild is decorating. And what she was in charge of was the best of all. It was the candy canes, the little bitty miniature candy canes. And after I stepped away from that tree, I loved it because all the candy canes, I think there were 72 of them, were within her reach. It was like a little border around the bottom of our Christmas tree. It was precious. It was right where she could do it, probably the prettiest tree we ever had.
Right, and I think that's a great point in the sense of we think about making cookies and we want, you know, we want it to go the best we can, be the most proficient that we can. And when you're working with kids, that's probably not going to happen. So I think, you know, as moms and dads go into it, whether it be decorating your Christmas tree, making cookies or whatever, remember what your goal is.
Right.
Yes, your goal is to make cookies, but also it's to work with your kids and to have fun. If we can just keep our goal in mind as we walk through this Christmas time, obviously our first goal is Christ, but, you know, and our other little secondary goals, it will help us go a long way to having fun during this Christmas season.
Yeah, making those memories that will last a lifetime. We're talking to John and Kendra Smiley here on Faith Radio Mornings, friends of the show, parenting experts, and they have numerous books on parenting, some great help available. Just check out their website linked up through myfaithradio.com. You go to myfaithradio.com, search for Faith Radio Mornings. You'll find the information right there. Get in a quick break, come back, and continue talking about connecting at Christmas in a deeper way with our family members. That's coming up next here on Faith Radio Mornings. For the season, it's more than just a clever saying, it's the truth. And we're talking about having good family memories, lifetime memories that you're making at Christmas time with your kids. It's John and Kendra Smiley joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings. Ted Ross and PK with you today.
John and Kendra, let's talk a little bit. Kendra, I'll have you maybe touch on this first. When you want to connect with your kids, sometimes we want them always to be part of what we're doing, but there is a big value in just kind of putting that on hold for a second and playing some of the games that they like to play, even though inside we're probably racing, like, I don't have time for this. How important is that?
Oh, super important. I think, and you can, it's what we make time for, not what we take time for. Mm. And so, you know, getting up maybe mom a little earlier to do whatever it is you think has to be done beside your quiet time. You know, we have to get this cookie dough in the refrigerator because it has to chill. But then what do they like to play? You know, I remember that when I was a young girl, my best girlfriend and I, we lived next door, and we had a Monopoly game that lasted for days over Christmas. And how did we do that? Well, first of all, we never bought each other's property or tried to win. That had to last for days. But what we did was her mother allowed us to keep it set up on their kitchen table. She worked around it. They had a dining room. She worked around that, and we just stopped the game. And, you know, you can do that in your own home. You got to find that secluded. Maybe it's upstairs in your bedroom. And you play the game. You say, hey, let's play for 45 minutes now, and then I've got to do something else or something you can help me with. And then let's come back at 2 o'clock, and let's play another 45 minutes. What things like that can be really fun. Or you play Old Maid. I played that recently. It was a while. I hadn't played that for a few years with a couple of my granddaughters. And you can play that. And the winner gets to pick up, you know, what's the primetime Christmas show we're going to watch tonight? And make it fun. Make mm-hmm. it fun. Don't be so focused on things that aren't important. It's so easy to get that way during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, too, there's the season is here for programs, Christmas programs at church, at school, other community events, perhaps. It's important that parents make time to attend these, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, some of your listeners are thinking, well, I go to this great big church. Will my child really notice? Well, I have a theory that even if your kid is one of 14 sheep and his only line is ba, ba, when that kid gets up there on stage, he is bawing for you. I still remember being at a Christmas program. John and I went to one of our grandchildren. She was by 4 at the time, and it was a big church. And she knew where we were sitting, and she got up there, and she is very shy, as opposed to some of our grandkids. She got up on stage and she found us and she waved like a maniac. There was Grandma and Grandpa. I don't remember if ba was her line, but whatever it was, she was doing it just for us.
And I'm not so sure if she was waving at Grandma and Grandpa was Mom and Dad.
Well, we were all together. Yeah,
you probably can say it's Grandma and Grandpa. I think you have that
you,
right.
You bet. It was folks. She knew there were folks in that neck of the woods that were crazy about her.
And that's so important that these children know that we love what they do and that there to foster their creativity and their efforts. And it's a huge thing. I think any time that a parent misses something, and even in our own lives, you still remember that because it's painful. So this is really huge what we can do. Not that we pander to our kids, right?
Exactly. Right. And you know what? If you can't be there, it isn't the end of the world. If you're there the most, and they know that you can't be, kids will extend grace as grace has been extended to them.
Mm-hmm. John and Kendra Smiley again joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings today, talking about connecting at Christmas with our kids. You know, I'm thinking about me growing up. My mom would often organize the white elephant gift, especially if it was in a bigger family gathering with aunts and uncles and everything like that. And we'd do the thing where you put your roll dice in like a pie tin, mm-hmm. and then pass it around, and then you get to pick a gift and do it until all the gifts are gone, and you can take somebody else's, that whole thing. Right. And then
did you unwrap it and do it again? Because then it gets a little more vicious.
Yeah, some of that. Yeah.
I
want that. Yeah, it does.
You can steal from each other at that point.
Yeah,
that's my favorite part.
Then you got to start having big time rules, because then people start, you know, really playing here. So can you take it twice in a row and all those kind of things?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly where I was going with it, is because it becomes really fun and competitive. Whereas at first, you know, as a teenager especially, I was like, really? I don't
want
to do this.
Lame.
Yeah, right. And then you get in there, next thing you know, it's sleeves rolled up. Let's go! It's mine! You know,
that gift is mine!
It's important to remember that, I think, for parents, that, you know, it might take a little coaxing, might take a little pushing, maybe even require them to just try it.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good strategy?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? The more fun you're having as adults, the more fun the kids are going to have. Just last year, we do the same sort of thing, but it's with gift cards. And one of John's sibs, he's way against caffeine. He's kind of, and way against it. And he got a Starbucks card. And nobody would take it from him, even those that wanted it, just to annoy him. And finally, he was saying, okay, if you choose this, I'll add $5.
Right.
So one of my daughter-in-laws goes, shit,
dude,
that's
I'll
a
take
good
the
deal.
$5. I like Starbucks, too.
They were just waiting for you to up the ante. That's all it was.
And it was fun. And it was fun. And even the little kids, the little ones who weren't a part of it, they thought it was fun. They didn't know why it was fun, but we were all laughing, so it must be fun.
So what's our takeaway, John and Kendra? Because, you know, it's that busy time and all of this is going on, but yet each moment, I look back now and my kids are older and I think of all the moments maybe that I let slip by. What's your advice for all of us?
Remember, look long term. Remember, you've got 18 years of hands-on parenting, and then you become the unpaid consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember what truly is important, those memories you can make, making that connection strong so that when the 18 years is done, they want to connect with you.
Right, and I'll end where I started, and that is, Mom and Dad, if you keep Jesus where Jesus should be and allow him to be the first and most of Christmas, then all those things will fall into place.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that because you guys have already walked this road and now you're getting to kind of recreate and have maybe a do-over in some ways with your grandchildren. So you've got great sage advice. I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you very much. You made me cry, though, PK. I'm like, oh, shoot, I remember the times I messed up.
Oh, I know. We're all there. There's grace.
Yeah. There's grace. Yeah, we're hanging
out
of that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You both have a very blessed,
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
We appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you.
You
Thank
too.
You so much. We look forward to talking to you in the new year.